Hello, you're becoming a young adult, and I'd like to help you with your independence. So lay back and close your eyes and take a deep breath and feel the breath course through your entire body. And then exhale, deeply relaxing. And breathe again, inhale. And feel the breath going through your arms and through your legs. And exhale again, feeling that relaxation throughout your body. Inhale again and bring that air all the way down the legs to the feet and the toes, and all the way down the arms to the hands and the fingers. And when you exhale, deeply relax. Take a moment and feel a stillness within you. Begin to have a sense of a moment of waiting as you begin to gather a sense of yourself. Quietly, steadily, peacefully. Embrace that peace and quiet and begin to have a sense of your selfhood. You're growing. Allow your feeling of growth. You're growing in your physical body. You're growing up emotionally. You're growing in your mental ability. You're growing and becoming aware of your spirit, that greater sense of yourself. Have a sense of deeply breathing again. Be aware of relaxing your breath and letting it flow freely. Get a sense of peacefulness. As you begin to tune to your day, begin to be aware of all the differences you can make in your awareness. Have a sense of the brilliance of your mind as you begin to be cognizant of that flow of life flowing through you. You begin your day and you plan your day. We can start with the morning when you awaken. And when you awaken in the morning, take time for yourself. Be still with yourself. Begin to get a sense of that flow of life through your body, bringing a joyousness. So that you can begin to arise in a great mood, where you can begin to greet people as the future adult you will be. With a good morning, welcome to the new day. And so allow yourself those feelings of welcome. Allow yourself to feel brilliant. Allow yourself to feel bubbly. Get a sense of this, for you are planning your future day. Once you arise and you have this sense of well-being, because you are fostering this within yourself, for you are becoming a young adult, and this is what an adult does, is they take responsibility for their own emotions. So as you go through your day, you might come downstairs and meet or greet the family. And you may find you're the only one who has this sense of bubbly well-being. It's not up to you to bring everyone up to your standard. However, you can participate joyously and willingly with a hello, a good morning, a sense of your own well-being. Stay steady, no matter what anyone else is feeling. This is how you plan your day to become that independent adult. As we take this typical day, you're getting ready to go off to school. Have a sense of preparedness so that you look after your body and you feed your body a correct amount of food and the correct kind of food. And so that your body begins to join in with this bubbly mood and you feel strong and capable and willing. And as you go out the door, leaving behind the family home, you enter into the greater community. And so you make your way to school, however that is for you, whether it's a bus ride, a car ride, and you find yourself in that same bubbly frame of mind where you can speak civilly to others, where you can enjoy yourself, where you can feel good about yourself and there is no need to put another down. And so there's that sense of being able to help others, being able to be a buffer, preventing hurt to others. And there's a joyousness and a correctness within yourself, and your spirit sings with you. You begin to harness your mental abilities to be able to move through life with ease, with that joyous mood, with a willingness to help others, to help the greater community, to become a leader so that you may be looked up to, or you may be looked to assist others. And as you make your way finally into that formal institution called school, and you enter into that melee of other young ones, and you begin to see that there are correct ways to gain your independence, and you begin to exert that thing called self-control so that others will allow you that independence, that ability to govern your own life. And so you have a sense then of entering into the classroom where there is an authority, where there is a teacher, and you become more respectable and you're becoming more respectful. And so that there is this exchange that starts to happen as you show respect, so you are respected. When you show self-control, so you are allowed your personal ability to control your life. You begin the learning process from your teacher. And so that you understand that's a mutual position. They are not obligated to teach you. You are obligated to learn. And so that you begin to reach for that teaching. And by reaching for that teaching, you find a friend, a personal friend beginning to develop in your teacher. For they begin to admire your respect, your future potential of leadership. And so you are planning your day. And every time in every class, you begin to exert this tremendous respect, this tremendous yearning to learn from these teachers, until that respect and that willingness to teach is returned to you. And you hold steady, no matter what your emotions. You begin to just still inside, and you take deep breaths all through your body, and you release and you relax on each exhalation until you find a very still position within, that position of peace. And bit by bit, you transform in the classroom, in that quiet setting where you can learn, where you can begin to show your ability, where you can begin to get respect back, even admiration, by your willingness to be respectful and your willingness to have self-control. Now, as we're planning this day, school will eventually come to an end. And so, as you breathe through this, keep taking deep breaths, you begin to have a sense of the school day ending, and you're back in with the crowd. Perhaps other teens that are as not controlled or as not perhaps respectful. Begin to have a sense then of instilling that to others so that there is an element of self-control in you that others begin to admire. And everyone has something to say, and you begin to be respectful, and you begin to listen to what others have to say. And you hold back until they in turn wish to hear what you have to say. They have a long learning curve on this, perhaps. Eventually, they will want to know you. They will want to know what you have to say. And then it is time to offer your statement, your view. Now you come home. It's beginning to be dinner time. The family gathers. And perhaps there's some good-natured teasing. Sometimes that can be hard to tolerate. But as you become more peaceful inside, you begin to realize that that is a show of affection, a show of love. And you begin to have a sense of being able to tolerate that by holding still within, by having a sense of peace within, by having respect for yourself and control of yourself. You begin to inspire that respect in others. You begin to inspire them with trust of you so that they allow your independence more and more. You take back personal control. You initiate your homework. You become the one who's in charge of your life, your future, your future career. So have a sense of excusing yourself after dinner, after enjoying your family. And even sometimes we must perhaps pretend we enjoy them. But put it out there that you love them. And once you've done that in your own way, begin to excuse yourself and take yourself away so that you can be alone, so that you can work toward you and your future. And be willing to do that. Be willing to exert that self-control. Be willing to exert that independence and free spirit in a civil, courteous, and kind manner. And keep breathing through your whole body. On each exhalation, you deeply relax. Have a sense of your whole day being planned. When you finish your homework, you might be tired, but you deserve to have a little relaxation. Perhaps you'd like to go out and exercise a little. Maybe you'd like to take time and watch the TV or listen to music. And just have a sense of reconciling yourself, bringing yourself together with you, that deep part of you, that spirit part of you. Get a sense of self-love. Take time to love yourself, to be with yourself. Get a sense of a deep, abiding, internal love where you don't have to prove anything to anyone else. That you know you're a being of love. You know that you are of love. And that you have a sense of purpose of bringing love into your life and sharing your love with those around you that you care about. Get a sense of a deeper purpose for yourself, a purpose to help bring love onto the earth plane, a purpose to help others who are perhaps less fortunate. Breathe into this. Nice, deep breathing. Begin to work at this. Really work at it. And as you begin to compose yourself for your evening's rest, get a sense of how you would like to excel. Perhaps you're an athlete. So you begin to hold an image of yourself winning first prize. Perhaps you're a scholar and you begin to get an image of yourself winning a scholarship. Whatever it is for you, begin to get a sense of direction, how you would like to excel. And when you are filling yourself with this love, this magnificence, this true brilliance and light of the universe, begin to get a sense of focus, for you are focusing on what it is you would like to transform in your life, what it is you'd like to bring into your life, what you would like to manifest for yourself in your future. Hold steady that image and breathe into it and deeply relax on each exhalation. And begin to deeply relax into a sleep modality, holding steady your focus on whatever achievement you would like to have in your life, all the while feeling the love, filling yourself with love, letting go of all the negative emotions, but just filling yourself with a brilliance of light and love, and feel the power of it, for it is this power that will transform you and thereby transforming your experience of life, your purpose of life, and finally what it is you dream of for your own fulfillment, for you are allowed to have that. And begin to deeply relax on each breath. Allow yourself to drift now into your wondrous sleep. And allow this sleep to really help your body, to really help your emotions, to really enhance your mental faculties, and to really reach deep into the spirit that is you. Good night.